Now's the mighty Lanto speaks his heart to us this hour. We ask our beloved I Am presence to charge into our outer activities everything possible to hold the indestructible ascetic master purity, peace, and love in victorious possession and control of all the energy of the outer self of each one for eternity. Beloved of my heart, as we enter into the release of the greater concentration of the cosmic light substance and sacred fire into the physical octave of Earth, we want to pour forth through each of you, through your loved ones and your outer world activities, whatever momentum of our indestructible purity and control will give you the greatest protection possible, and more than that, it will give you added power by which to accomplish in outer physical conditions that which you need to do in order to fulfill the great divine plan for your light's expansion, and through the expansion of your light that adds to the expansion of the light of the nation and the world. So the power we are drawing from the Royal Teton is a continually expanding activity of the sacred fire. It has been established there for all eternity by all the cosmic beings who have created this system of worlds, and by the seven mighty Elohim who have anchored there the concentration of their own lives. Sacred fire to establish permanently the perfection of the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, if we can enfold you in our momentum of that by your conscious recognition and use of it, we can clothe you with many powers, beloved ones, to make you victorious over problems in the outer world as you move among outer world conditions that are either disturbing or less than perfection. So if we may have your cooperation for the assistance of the nation, there must come in and around you more of our power of the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave. You must have the use in outer physical affairs and outer physical conditions of more of the powers of the ascended masters, who are the guarding presence and who guard the destiny of the nation and the world. Therefore, when we gave you the use of our ascended master consciousness, it is because it contains the ideas that belong to the incoming civilization. When we gave you our ascended master consciousness, our use of our feeling, our mastery over destructive conditions, our feeling of our purity, our feeling of love and forgiveness to conditions of the outer world, it was that you might hold more peace within yourselves for your own protection. So when you use our ascended master consciousness our way, it will always anticipate that which you're going to need in outer world activities to make you victorious over everything that is of discord, and will strengthen and protect everything that is the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, when you call to your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host for help, remember always to send, first of all, the feeling of your own heart's love to your beloved I Am presence and the ascended master to whom you are calling, or the angelic host whose help you require. Send that flame of love first. And do you know why? Because that is a signal that comes into our ascended master octave as a flash of light. We follow that down immediately to see where it comes from. And immediately, as we are aware of that, when our love comes back to you, it enfolds you in more of our light from our set of master octaves. And that's what you must have in this world to make you victorious over conditions of the outer world that are disturbing or limiting or destructive. So it is to clothe you with more power of our light and our power of mastery over every condition in the physical world that we have offered this to you. And the more you can use it, the more power we can give you. And you're going to need power if you're going to overcome the destructive physical force and violence in the physical world that is seeking everywhere to destroy and desecrate anything and everything that is good. Now, when you call this forth for yourself, to control your own affairs or hold your protection, give you supply, whatever you want, every time you use it for yourself, please make the call for us to expand it into every condition in the physical world and compel the purification that frees this world and all upon it from the hordes of evil, the hordes of mankind's creation, everywhere that is causing destruction now in outer world activities. If every time you need anything from your beloved I Am presence, and you call to your presence or us, you were to call instantly for whatever the world needs to be released from the ascended master's octave, there could come from our focus of the sacred fire, our temples of the sacred fire, or we could draw it directly from the physical sun or the great central sun. Consciously, we could draw forth streams of the sacred fire and send them into outer physical world activities and keep them sustained to consume the conditions that are trying to desecrate and destroy everything that is constructive. So every time you need help for yourselves, don't miss the opportunity to call forth all the sacred fire from our octave, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purity, and power without limit to go into every destructive condition in this world and consume it, and then go on your way. Don't hold your attention upon it. Just form the habit of flashing it everywhere into the outer world to consume all the hordes of evil. And just like lightning flashes, we can draw forth in and around you a momentum of our power of that blue lightning. We can draw the actual flames of fiery Christ blue lightning purity to stand around you for some distance. You not even be aware of them until some activity of destruction might attempt to reach you. And if you could see it at that moment flash into a destructive activity and consume it and prevent its contacting you, you would realize why we give it to you for your protection. So keep yourselves alert and remember to call forth to your beloved I Am presence and to us whatever we know will annihilate the destructive conditions from the outer world's activities, and let the sacred fire come forth and protect what is constructive. Now, if you will give us this opportunity, we will be enabled to not only clothe you in our power, but we can take away from you many limitations under which you struggle now. So we hope that you will give us this opportunity that we may free you as soon as possible from anything and everything that limits you and frees you quick enough to enable you to use more power to free the nation and the world. And I hope we may have this opportunity. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Now, every time you are willing to call forth from your beloved I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, our fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, with a command to free the earth and all upon it from all the hordes of evil, automatically the cosmic law demands that we pour in and around you what will cut you free from some of your limitations. So you cannot give this assistance to the outer world without receiving it within and around yourselves. And this is how you free yourselves from your own limitations and can replace them by power that becomes yours for eternity, to produce perfection and hold the victory of the light and fulfill the divine plan that forever takes you forward in the mastery that is the happiness of eternity. So don't fail to use the opportunity whenever the outer world reveals to you destructive conditions that must be consumed by conscious command, because they've been generated by conscious command. Every time they are revealed to you, don't miss the opportunity to call forth from the great central sun all the fiery Christ blue lightning purity that we know will annihilate the hordes of evil and set life free from distress. And sometimes, when you least expect it, just one call that goes to the heart of creation like that can draw forth from our temples of the sacred fire in and around you physically our enfolding love that can be the strength of the light in you to give you victory over everything in this world and amaze you with the miracles and the perfection and the happiness and the power that you can release to flood into outer physical conditions the things that make your way easier and your accomplishment invincibly victorious. And there is no human being on the earth who will do this, who won't be blessed without limit for eternity. And it is the divine law's way of setting mankind free from the limitations that have been generated by the outer self through discord. So when you use every opportunity that presents limitation or destruction to you, to reach right to your beloved I Am Presence, to us and to the great central sun, and call forth whatever fiery Christ blue lightning purity annihilates the hordes of evil from all life in the universe, instantly there would come back from your own higher mental body an expanding light within yourselves. And more than that, we would flash a flame of our love in and around you, and that can become the healing of the body, the clearing of the mind, quieting of the feeling, the protection of your atmosphere, and the bringing into your hands and use of the blessings and the powers and the perfection that you need to use in outer world conditions to create perfection, fulfill the divine plan, and to give to the rest of life that which raises all into the ascension. And you could not ask for the ascension of this world and all upon it without gaining your own. So today, we offer you again the constant use of the beloved mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, and from the temples of the sacred fire in the ascended master's octave, and from our own heart flames of our ascended master bodies, to flash our flame of love in and around each of you when you make this call, to release whatever fiery Christ purity, fiery Christ blue lightning purity, and violet consuming flame into every condition of the outer world that annihilates the hordes of evil from all life in the universe forever. Go on your way, just as if there were nothing in the universe to even be concerned about. But don't miss the opportunity to make the call to the heart of creation that is all authority throughout infinite space for the release of all the sacred fire necessary to consume everything human and replace it by the perfection of our love that draws in and around you the master powers from your own beloved I Am presence and then from the ascended master's octave. Now, more than that, if you call for the annihilation of all the hordes of evil and want to wreck your nation, this nation, or if you come here from another land, call this forth for your own nation or for the world, but specify the complete annihilation of the hordes of evil in any particular condition and ask us to replace those hordes of evil by the ascended master's sacred fire mastery and victory and control for all eternity. And then you give us the opening by which we can give you exactly the same blessing that you are calling forth for the conditions of the outer world that need assistance. So you cannot give without receiving. The more you can call forth into outer physical conditions what annihilates all human creation, automatically will your own dissolve and drop away, and you will feel a lightness and a lack of the pressure of discord in the outer world around you, simply because the light within you has intensified, expanded, and strengthened everything constructive within you. When you do this, you not only free yourselves from the human, but there comes the strength of the light within you to make you feel your own mastery, to make you feel what your higher mental body feels when it controls any condition in the physical world. So, blessed ones, it is power unlimited. As you begin to use this, and you will understand what it means to call forth the sacred fire power flame, the master flame. And were you to call forth the ascended master's momentum of sacred fire purity, or the fiery Christ blue lightning purity that compels the end of the hordes of evil, as you call that into physical conditions, to compel human creation to cease existence by your own conscious command, your higher mental body also issues the command for you. And as you let go of those human limitations under which you have struggled, the light from within your higher mental body will become blazing in and around your cells, and every call you send forth for the purification of the world will carry greater and greater power of the fiery Christ blue lightning purity that will purify the atmosphere where you move purify the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and will be a purifying, raising activity to every human being you meet. And there will be no opposition. There will be no fighting in your feeling world. There will be no pressure upon you of discord from human beings around you. It is to release you from this that I bring it to your attention today. Because when you call forth for the whole world to be released from the pressure of the hordes of evil, then there is no fight takes place. You don't fight those conditions that are wrong. You don't fight individuals who are doing wrong. The great central sun and the ascended master's octave blazes the sacred fire, and it consumes without any effort from your physical body on the physical plane. So this is the permanent, harmonious way to overcome every destructive force in this world, if you will use this power to free the rest of the nation and the rest of the world from anything and everything that seeks to desecrate or destroy what God has placed here. You have no idea the power we have to draw forth from the great central sun fiery, bright, blue lightning purity that nothing can oppose. What you know as a forest fire in the physical world is nothing compared to what flame can flash from the great central sun or the physical sun or any one of the temples of the sacred fire in our octave. You have no idea what that flash of flame can do. And this is the power we want to bring to your attention and release by your conscious call, that it may flow in and around you to make you invincible against the destructive forces in this world. And so I offer it to you today for your use, and eventually becomes an eternal part of the atmosphere about you, and your higher mental body intensifies and expands it around you. And then, in a moment of need or crisis or outer world conditions, there is something there the higher mental body can use on the instant to hold protection about you, to give protection to everyone else that is constructive, and to repel destructive conditions of outer world activities that might cause accidents or illness or failure or poverty or anything that is distressing. This will not only repel these conditions, but as it is maintained, they will go into those conditions and consume them. And this is the master power, the master flame of the sacred fire of our love, which is eternal purity. And if you will only use it, if you will only call it into outer world conditions, it will consume hatred. It will consume anything and everything that is of human feeling. And as you are willing to make that call, there must come within you the great peace and the mastery and the self-control that will bring you the victory and enfold you in perfection and protection as you take on greater and greater responsibility in the fulfillment of the great divine plan in the physical octave. So it would be the healing of the body, the healing of the mind, it'll be the healing of the affairs, it will be the healing of conditions between you and other individuals. And as you call it forth for the healing of the nations, it must of necessity fill you with its own heart's flame of purifying love and peace and the master presence of perfection that is our way of life, is our power, and is our dominion over everything in this world. So it does bring you our mastery to use in the unascended state before your victory is complete in your service to this world. So, blessed ones, if I can show you the blessings that will come to you from the use of our ascended master, fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, that annihilates all the hordes of evil, if you never said anything but that, it would cause a flash of the sacred fire to go into a condition and stay there until the hordes of evil were consumed. So we just offer it to you, and as you come to the Royal Teton tonight, please know that the mightiest love the ascended host can give will pour forth its radiation through the outpouring tonight that the mighty Cyclopea is to give, and the mighty Saint Germain will bring to those who come there. His enfolding love and that of others who are coming from Venus, mighty victory, and others who will be there to pour their purifying love to the earth will be this very purifying sacred fire, victory for which you call, and will be the fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, to charge into the nation that which consumes as much of the hordes of evil as possible at this time. So we clothe you with our miracle mantle of our heart's love to protect you, strengthen you, illumine you, and hold control of you as you make the call for the fiery Christ, blue lightning purity of what we know consumes the hordes of evil and sets the nation free, and then goes on to bless the rest of the world. As you do this, you give us the opportunity to clothe you in many of the miracle powers we want you to use and which should be drawn into outer physical activities to make your way easier and to give you their blessing for eternity as you use them to set the world free. So, blessed ones, our miracle mantle of love's mastery is no figment of anyone's imagination, and it is a mighty armor of protection, and it is the mightiest power you could ever ask to release the master powers of your own life stream into your outer use while yet unascended, to make your way easier, that you render greater service to the rest of mankind, and at the same time hold invincible protection around you and around all from whom you call it forth. So again, we clothe you in our own heart's flame of our miracle mastery, our miracle mantle of sacred fire mastery that purifies, annihilates, and prevents all wrong, purifies everywhere it goes, and clothes you in the power of victorious accomplishment that can hold peace wherever you abide, and then the permanent attainment of your victory ever expands to lift the rest of life into the freedom that is the divine way to live life and the fulfillment of the great divine plan. So our own heart's flames enfold you in the sacred fire mastery of our love, and may it forever prevent anything touching you but our love. And then as you call forth the freedom of the world, there must come to you the blessings from the ascended master's octave. We will give them. We want you to have them. They are part of the fulfillment of the divine plan, and your own beloved mighty I Am presence will use them wherever you go to assist the rest of life to be free. And I thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved Lanto, thank you for your love to us this hour. Hold us close within your own heart's flame and do through us whatever saves our nation from the hordes of evil and releases the earth from those hordes also. And we thank thee forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, love and peace to everything that lives, that is power, unlimited, invincible, and victorious for eternity, increases without any limit whatsoever, and goes forward to compel purity and freedom and peace to the earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, we ask you to clothe us with whatever you know purifies this nation and clears it out of the clutches of the hordes of evil until those hordes are removed from the world for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings, who have poured their love to us throughout the ages, and especially to you, beloved Lanto, beloved Cyclopea, and all, mighty Victor and all who are coming to the Royal Teton tonight. We send you our love. We ask our beloved, mighty I Am Presence to hold us close in your outpouring and blaze whatever fiery Christ blue lightning purity frees our nation and the earth from distress forever. And to the beloved seven mighty Eduim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eduim to enfold us in its mightiest victory for all eternity. Blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into his distress whatever fiery Christ blue lightning purity is necessary, blaze it without reservation and compel the end of human creation forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
Our beloved,
my God
and present Saint Germain, Jesus, Dad, not and the great Grand Director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved Mom,
our beloved Don in Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible, God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the true beings, my and true throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence, all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever fiery Christ blue lightning purity they know sets the nation free, move it into outer physical conditions as quickly as possible, and save our nation from the hordes of evil for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until the victory of eternity takes the place of mankind's distress in this world and everywhere else forever. and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers, convey to the hearts that have creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now the cosmic release of whatever fiery Christ, blue lightning, purity, love, and peace is necessary to consume from this world everything of human creation forever. We thank you.